Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Then Alexander, sit down. Oh, yeah. So, how's everybody?
Very good.
Good morning, Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
May all the Father enlighten your second of delay. It's cold here, very cold. Minus zero. Very cold.
Minus zero.
It's warm there. It's warm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Some snow.
Beautiful.
Maybe begin with a short prayer. So, four immeasurable, so four immeasurable prayers. With some kind of reflections, not just mumble the word. Please make sure that four immeasurables, you know, when we say the four immeasurable prayers, so make sure it's going to make sure it becomes like self-guided meditations on compassion. Please make sure that reciting or chanting or saying four immeasurables become like self-guided meditation on compassion. Okay. So that intention. So then we say the four immeasurable prayers, then please simultaneously reflect, contemplate the meaning, which is, you know, compassion, compassion. Okay, so then it's good that's the best way to begin. That's the best way to begin spiritual practice or teachings, discussions, meditations, you know, it's good to begin with some form of positive mindset. In this case, is great compassion. Great compassion. Then we get immense benefit. Huh? We get immense benefit. Okay. Yeah.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. All sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Shall we chant the Tibetan version also? Should we chant the Tibetan?
No, not Lamula, no need, because many people don't understand Tibetan. So now, we're going to say a few mantras. Dedicate the mantra for dedicated for people who hold those who are old power because of this virus, and those who are still sick and hospitalized. Then those who have fear of uncertainties of the virus, you know, like the virus. Then also uncertainty caused by virus. Like life that get, you know, they go upside down, and life family that's been separated. So much suffering that created by the virus. So many lives been affected by this virus. So we think about all of them. So then say the mantras, mantra of compassion, Dharma mantras, medicine Buddha mantras. many people. I'm sure there's a lot of positive impacts, of the prayer that's been said throughout the world all this time. I'm 100% sure there will be a positive impact. So there's also, at the moment, that's what we can do, mentally what we can do. So please think about all of that, you know, all the problem that caused the uncertainty, all the fear, anxiety caused by this virus, all the life has been lost, all the job has been lost. So please think of all of them. Then we'll say seven medicine Buddha mantra, so then seven compassion, our location of mantra, then seven Tara mantras, okay? So then please think about them. Yeah, we'll all say together. Begin with that money mantra.
Start with the verse of praise, not veiled by any fault, white in color, with head crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenri, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
What happened? Don't miss it. Oh, what happened? The sound, the lamula sound. Someone couldn't hear some lamula.
Yeah, I can't hear her. I don't know why. I know my connection is not good today. Do you want me to meet everyone? Medicine Buddha mantra. Okay. Do you want the verse praise? Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the seven of the lower realms, discolor of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha last light.
What happened? Someone on mic? Mic? You know?
I don't know if I'm. You can hear me clearly.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear? Can you hear?
Can yes, you hear? Special, I can hear you. Thank you.
Lot of musicians, Katina Smith. Lot of musicians, lot of musicians. Behind there, a lot of musicians behind on the wall.
Yes, yeah, my son studies jazz. Those are jazz musicians. It's a music room.
Oh, very good, very good. Oh, very good. This is very good. How's everybody's mind? How's everybody doing? How's everybody, elephants? Oh, very good news. Oh, yeah. This is very good. Everybody's elephant is good. Huh? Everybody's elephant is good. No need meditations. No need meditation. Everybody's elephant is good. So finish the class. No need class. So reason I'm asking is, what is the elephant missing? So reason I'm asking, it was very important. It's important to analyze our mental state, before we do prayer, before we do any meditations, before you teach, before you listen Dharma. It's very important to analyze our mental state, if our mental state is no like kind of if you feel like if you feel like it's kind of like murky, So then need to do 9 round breathing meditations in order to refresh your mind. To technique 9 round breathing meditations be used, how to refresh. So then you do 9 round breathing meditations. If your mind is old, if your mental state is old, you're fresh, then no need to do 9 round breathing meditations, whatever meditation that you like to do, so then you do that. Then of course, fresh mind does not mean positive mindset. So fresh mind is like that means like mind is not, is the mental state is not as mental state is clear. It's clear. It's not like murky. Does not mean it's positive. So if the once you discover that your mind mental state is clear, so then from there, then you need to set a positive. It's easy to set a positive mindset. So if you are like only, if you feel like already feel like it's like kind of like unsettled, disturbed, so then it's hard to set a positive mindset. First, you need to take care of that disturbing mind. First, you take the disturbing mind. So then you do 9 round breathing meditations. That meditation is supposed to take care of that disturbing mind, or meditation will settle the mind. So then once the mind is settled, so then from there, then you set a positive motivation. Of course, as a minor Buddhist follower, so then what you do, then you try to develop loving kindness, do meditation on love and compassion, love. So then begin by meditation, begin with equanimity. You try to meditate, start from equanimities. So then love, then compassion, then of course order. Equanimity, love, compassion, then bodhicitta. Knowledge, order, equanimity. So. So especially so most faith here probably you probably follow the Buddhist path. So then some form of prayer you can recite. If that prayer guides you. Subject for the Wednesday night class. So then you set up, you find some of your mind kind of like settled. Then you set up positive mindset, the order, so first begin with the equanimities, so then love and compassion, then bodhicitta. So I think last Sunday, we kind of covered that, how to do meditation on loving kindness, compassion, and So then after this, good to think. After this, important to think. I said, so much, especially this time. Anxiety, fear, According to Buddhist philosophy, it's caused by attachment. No, attachment to this life, of course, attachment to this life. So that's the driving force of all the fear, is attachment to this life. Everybody, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, every being, even the cat and dog, they may not say, I'm attached to this life, but they have attachment to this life because they have fear. There is the fear, when the way, if their fear, clearly them attachment. So every being have attachment to this life, So therefore, it's important to understand I'm not saying it's not necessary. It might be necessary. Some form of fear might be necessary for your survival. But overall, is an obstacle for calm mind, peaceful mind. Fear is obstacle for calm mind, peaceful mind. Even though some case is necessary for your survival or survival. Because there's also the very idea of survival is also based on attachments. You know, so attached to this life. So then after the setting of positive motivation, say after the setting of, after that, you know, helping yourself to your mind to settle or refresh, settle. So from there, meditate on equanimity, love, compassion. Then if it's possible, the best after that is possible, then bodhicitta. What Lama Atisha said, Kawe Bebe Kiyahus, Nidata Bichanjusim, Kawe Bebe Kiyahus. Sun and moon like bodhicitta. If you put effort, many, many eons, it's very possible you could generate. If you put effort in many eons, it could be generated. Take eons, it doesn't mean like that. May not take eons, but you know, thinking about, I want to develop that mind within the 2 weeks, kind of weeks, it's not good. Short sighted, it's not good. Even if it takes him in eons, that mind is worthwhile to develop. Chungo Judas, Lama Atisha said in Light of the Path, somebody who wants to enter into the path of Mayana, somebody who has wished to enter into the Mayana path. Muse Dungashi Minsel Dungashi Chebas. Nidatabi Chanju Simkawa Bebe Chia Rose. So bodhicitta, sun and moon like bodhicittas, which eliminate confusions, and also like has a take care all the suffix, dunga shishyamas. Subdue all the sufferings. Bodhicitta, like sun and moon, if you put eons of effort, maybe can be judged, something like that. Lamaksha, when you read like the path that you see there. So anyway, so that mind, you know, is worth. So then after that, what you do, so then, of course, what you need to think your how to deal with attachment. Stronger the attachment for this life, the greater the pain is going to be. Stronger the attachment for this life, the greater the pain is going to be. Life is going to get more, it's get like, so think about, I'm not asking you to believe, just think about. So now the question is how to subdue clinging so tight on this life, how to subdue that? How to subdue or minimize, how to loosen up yourself, not thinking too much on this life. So meditation or practice begin with focusing on precious human life. According to Lamrim teachings, need to focus on the life that you have, like that very life that you're living now, very life, not something else, very that you are living now, that life. If you think, oh, this is so easy to find, mistake. Big mistake. So that's the precious about this life. I think that's like so difficult to find. Look around, there are so many people. Big mistake. You will never, ever overcome from this attachment to this life. If you think like that, mistake. According to Lamrim teachings, how to overcome, how to loosen up, clinging so tight on this life, what kind of meditation I should do, begin with precious human life. You need to think this life is very precious. So then you read Lamrim book, please read, educate yourself what this precious human life is. It's all about what's so difficult to find, what's meaningful. First of all, without this body, you can't, there's so many things will not happen without this body. You need this body in order to gain different levels. You need this body. Without this body, many practices not make people. For more, you cannot learn. You can learn. So that's important. So then, this life is a limit. This is not immortal. This is not immortal. Don't think like this is immortal. This is mortal. So that the biggest obstacle for all of us, somehow back in mind, everybody knows what I'm going to die. Can you hear? Oh, yeah. What happened? Can you hear? Huh?
We can hear you. We can hear you. But the
internet
is a little so.
Can you hear? Can you hear?
Yes, Kishla. Can you hear us? Yes.
Okay, okay. So the
Kim is,
looks like the Kim was here. No?
Yes, I can go.
When you talk,
the sound comes and goes.
Start again. Well, yeah, what I'm saying is like, what I'm saying is what I'm trying to explain is like, what? You hear? So the very base that we become so attached. Of course, this is very precious. This is very precious. It's precious because there's so much can be done. Simply having this body, so much can be accomplished, including enlightenment, liberations, bodhicitta, visualize the emptiness. All the practices, Vajrayana practice, can be accomplished because of having this body. Without this body, impossible, no chance, zero chance. I'm not saying ultimately, of course, every being has Buddha natures. Ultimately, everybody has a chance to become enlightened. But without this body, how are you going to practice? How are you going to practice? Just think about how you're going to practice. How are you going to learn? Can you learn? So this is precious. So you become very attached. The very life that you become attached, we have to understand this life is not immortal, it's mortal. But unfortunately, every day, that mind is not there. I'm not going to die next month, not going to die next year. That mindset is this, is there all the time. That's not very helpful. Mindset is not very helpful. Doesn't do any good. That mindset, when you analyze, that mindset doesn't do any good at all. It does more negative than positive things. Doesn't do good. Just analyze. As a realization of this life's goal, that kind of recognitions, if it's there every day, every single day, that kind of shifts it kind of shifts your life. It kind of shifts your life. It teaches you that kind of mindset teach you how to take essence from the life. This kind of mindset recognizes the acknowledgement or recognition of this life is something mortal. Having that mindset in day-to-day life shapes your life. That kind of mindset, losing up that kind of mindset, subdue attachment for this life. That kind of mindset shifts your focus from this life to something else. Understand? Otherwise, all the focus will be on this life. It's not the best thing. Back of our mind is only a matter of time. We all know. Some point this life will end. It's not end. It will end, but it's not the dead end. No, end of this life is detour. How you say? It's not dead end, it's detour. So having a mindset this life every day through prayer, meditations, having awareness, being aware this life is mortal, it's not like immortal. Don't treat it like this immortal. Treat it like this some mortal could happen tomorrow. What do you do to just be miserable? If today is the last day, what you do? You choose to be miserable or choose to be happy? Do you choose to be kind or mean? You have no clue. You have no clue. Unless you have clue. If you clue was not last confidence, then you know you want you can be mean, one you can be nice. What if today is the last day on this planet? You do something good to be kind, to be loving, to be compassionate, or to just to be miserable? So treating every day is last day. So that practice shapes your life. Does not mean that this day becomes the last day. No. That does not mean this day becomes the last day. So that means this day becomes this day, treating every day is your last day. Does not make that every day is your last day. What it does is it makes every day is something productive. Understand? Something productive. So. Every day has become something that you are, next day wake up, you are grateful, just simply because you are just waking up. For you is other opportunities. For you is this another opportunity to be kind, to make some kind of progress, opportunity to create memory, or do some meditation or learn something. you know, something. Just to be happy, to be awake. So then we don't take granted for life. Granted, we take advantage to grow, so that kind of this treating whatever way, whatever you say, the boils down the same point, treating every day's life, that kind of practice, shift your focus from this life to something else. Indirectly, clinging on this life will be subdued. Your focus is not just this life. Your focus is much bigger than this life. Not this. This life is not like all your focus. Your focus is much bigger than this life. Thinking this life is this thinking, treating every day as the last day. That kind of shift your focus from so big, I'm so tight on this, you can't loosen up. It moves to something else. According to Lambim teaching. Why is this important? Because all the problems produced by attachment is when analyzed. If you're clinking, tighter you clink, the greater the pain is going to be. If you're clinking less, there will be less complications. How to do that? Thinking every single day is last day. Your choice. Be nice, be kind, be happy, do something good, or just miserable. We have no clue how long. We have ideas. We have no clue how long we are going to be on this planet. Clueless. We have no clue. We have idea. Most of the time, our idea is wrong. We have idea what to do. We have many ideas, not just one. We have many ideas. Idea after idea. Idea produces another idea. Many ideas. Do we have any clear clue? No, we are completely clueless. So, whether through meditation or through prayer, every single day, if you remind yourself, or maybe best, or learning practice, or learning teaching, if you remind yourself, this life is mortal. So that simple practice, and the symbol in word, not in practical level, that shifts the focus. Focus. Object of your focus become much bigger than just this life. So, Siddhi means this life. Nang means appearance of this life. Shen means clinking so tight. Then you become vulnerable. Not venerable, vulnerable. You become vulnerable, very vulnerable. Because you are clinking so tight, you don't have any control. You don't have any control. You're holding so tightly on something, you have zero control. You think you have control, but you have zero control. You have no control. So that is the situations. That is the circumstance that we are all in. That's the circumstance. It's important to be aware. It's not just imagining, it's important to be aware. Every single moment on this planet is something very precious. Do we see that? Do we see every day is precious? No. No, we don't. We don't see. Why? Because we believe that we are going to be here forever. That's why. We believe that we are going to be here forever. That's why. That idea has no base. That idea has no valid base. That idea is based on no valid base. Every day is precious or not precious? Do we see every day is very precious or not precious? Or we don't see every day is precious. Why? Because of this idea that you're going to be here forever, which is not true. Not according to just according to Lamrim teaching, which is not true. You are not going to be here forever. Look at the history, read history. How many people they rule this planet, kings and queens, all these powerful people, where they are now, gone. It's just history. Don't we understand that? Where are all these powerful people? Where are all these people? Where they went? They're dead. They're gone. It's just become part of history. So what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to make you depressed. Am I making you depressed? I'm trying to wake you up, based on Lamrim teaching, Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to wake you up, wake me up, wake everybody up, based on Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim teaching. That's what I'm trying to do. So, so then you can enjoy much more. You enjoy the life based on flexibilities. No. Enjoy nothing to attach. Nothing to attach. You're learning how to enjoy without clinking so tight. You're learning how to enjoy without clinging so tight. Right now, we don't know how to enjoy. We don't know how to enjoy. We're just clinging so tight, we don't know how to enjoy. See, that's why every day is not precious. Just waking up, it means nothing. It's just another day, another problems. Another day that I don't want to live. Some case, it's another miserable day. Mistake, huge mistake. That's just your idea. That's just your idea. No. Every day is precious. Every breath is precious. How we become aware of that? Oh, if you see every day's last day. You see every day's last day, oh, then you learn how to see every day is precious day. Every day is precious. So, your choice to be nice, to be kind, say something nice, think something positive, or just be negative from head to toe to yourself, to other people, your choice. Tomorrow you don't wake up, finish. Not dead end. That end is not dead end, it's detour. Going to be born somewhere else. Probably not the best way to born. not the best way to live. With full of negative mindset, not the best way to live. Not the best way to get divorced with negative mindset. If you want to live, live with peaceful mind, happy mind. Happy mind means seeing something positive, thinking something positive. So now see, all the problems, just please, all my friends, just analyze. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm asking you why. Why is this problem, that fear, this anxiety, why? Rooted in what? Attachment. Attachment. To what? To this life. How to lose it? You need to think this is something very precious. Don't ever think this piece of garbage. Mistake. You will not, if you see this is like a piece of problem, piece of garbage, you are never going to make any progress at all. Your individual liberation or freedom from samsara begin with precious human life. Awareness of precious human life. Without that, there'll be no liberations. There'll be no liberations. Thinking something negative of yourself, there'll be no liberations. There'll be no freedoms. Your individual freedom, individual liberations begin with thinking that your life is something very far more precious than anything else on this planet. That kind of awareness leads you to liberations. Or thinking, oh, like my life is no meaning, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I don't like myself, I don't look good. All garbage. It's all garbage. Then you are turning your precious life into garbage can. Turning your precious human life into garbage can. No good. Individual liberations, individual freedoms, individual happiness begin with awareness or realizations or knowledge of precious human life. Is it clear? Precious human life. Nobody likes me, I don't lose good. Blah, 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 you know, so I'm not this, I'm not that, you know, like. See the Nawa notion of this life, clinking very tightly on that cause all kinds of problems. So that's why precious human life. Simple, very simple in what? Precious human life, very simple. Every day is generally speaking, day, there's no good day, bad day. We just made it up. Generally speaking, the day is not divine. Days are not. Sunday is not defined by good or bad. Sunday is just Sunday. Not good day or bad day. You make your day bad day, good day. Who makes your day bad day or good day? Who makes? Or you could say, oh, my neighbor, or my husband, or my wife. Yeah, you could say. Everybody said that. Yeah, that you are not different than anybody else. Everybody doing the same thing. So what kind of result you get doing that? What kind of result you achieve by doing that? Nothing. You are always back to the square one. You always the square one by doing that. In my case, I did that last more than 50 years. Where I am now, back to square one. see. Who makes good day, bad day? Who makes? Oh, don't say or don't think of that. There's nothing to do with me. No. There's something to do with you. Definitely there's something to do with you. Don't say that there's nothing to do with me. No, there's something to do with you. So one hand does not make noise with the noise. Two hands. One hand doesn't matter how many times you go, doesn't make noise. So then when you make noise, then don't say that I'm not part of that, that you are part of that noise. Don't say that you are not that part of noise. You're part of the noise. No? Need to admit that you are part of the noise. If you don't like that noise, next time don't create the noise. Next time one hand comes here, don't show your hand. Don't show your hand. So that hand can go like this all the time. At some point that hand get tired. They do not make noise. See. Every day is good day. Every day is good day. Every day is precious day. There's no bad day. We just made it up. There's no bad day. Every day is precious. Every breath you take in is precious. Every breath that goes out is precious. That is mortal. It's not immortal, there's mortal. Could be last. Today's the last. Could be today's last. Your choice. Be kind, be happy, be nice, be cheerful, or be miserable. Your choice. That's what Lamrim teach us. Lamrim teach us. So then, or eat, drink, or walk, or write, whatever you can do, just do. But need to be crystal clear, need to be 100% aware. This thing does not bring satisfaction. This thing does not bring 100% satisfactions. Needs to be crystal clear in your mind. You can eat, you can drink, you can go here, go there. Fine, it's your positive karma, why not? You do. But this thing does not bring 100% satisfactions. That's the nature. You are not going to be 100% satisfied by eating something. That food does not give you 100% satisfactions. Never did in the past, it's not going to do now, it's not going to do in the future. That's like you get, that's the fact. Cloth doesn't give you 100% satisfactions. But your mind is capable to give you 100% satisfactions, even though you live in mountain, middle of nowhere, like Milarepa. Understand? Like Milarepa. So that clearly proves satisfaction is not by eating something. Of course, you can enjoy it because that's the result of your positive karma. There you have access to food, access to this, access to that. Enjoy. But deep down, we have to understand very clearly. We have to understand satisfaction is not guaranteed by doing things, looking at things, listening to things, smelling things, touching things. No. So, it needs, you know, it in order to shape our life, it needs many knowledge, different knowledge, many different knowledge, not just one single piece of knowledge that shapes life. Why? Because life is complicated. It's not easy to shape, it's complicated. Therefore, we need many truths to shape our life. So, so it's all begin your enlightenment, your liberations, your happiness, everything begin with seeing your life as something very precious. When this life become like something normal, no good at all. This event, especially if the life becomes some kind of boring, then probably pretty much finished hope for liberations, pretty much finished, no good. We have to help ourselves, reading Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim, educate ourselves how to see this life is really precious, why it's precious. We need to understand clearly, just understand, we need to gain experiential, valid understanding of this life is precious, not just intellectual understanding. Experiential understanding. Next time, when you say precious, it means something than just word. Tejor. Next time when you say precious human life, it means something than just word. Next time, that according to Shantideva, next time that you see, when you see your life, you see this life, boat, fully capable to cross the lake. So, life, precious human life. Lamrim meditated then after the our future teachers, the main topic that Lamrim began with, is like precious human life. It doesn't begin with, oh, that life is very boring. Life, I don't like to live this life, so I'm very bored with myself. I don't have, my life has no meaning. My life has no, like, ridiculous. My life is like a piece of junk. That's not how Lamrim began. You know why? That's not how Lamrim began. You have no hope. No matter what you do, you have no hope that you are born as something negative. You are never going to be positive. No, Lamrim does not begin like that. After the spiritual teachers, after their topic, precious human life, that's how Lamrim began. Lamrim does not begin with the perfect human life. Lamrim topic does not start with the perfect human life. Don't make mistake, please. Lamrim did not say perfect human life. No, it didn't say after the guru, spiritual master, you know, like importance of spiritual master. Lamrim did not say perfect human life. No. It says precious human life. Precious. Because of this life, you can become perfect. You can become enlightened. You can be liberated. Begin with imperfections, become perfect. That's not inherent perfections. Imperfection become perfect. It's not something that right from the beginning is perfect. Lamrim does not start with perfect human life. It starts with a precious human life. So now the question is, all my friend, how often you see your lives are precious? How often? Ask yourself questions. If you don't see your lives precious, there's problems. It's not just problems, it's big problems. It's big problems. It's very important to see your life as a precious. If you are seeking enlightenment, if you are seeking liberations, you can achieve liberation or enlightenment with the thought that some negative thought towards yourself. You cannot. With that thought, you cannot. You have to see this life as something very precious, capable. Not just to make money, capable to achieve fully enlightenment, liberations. Now the question is, how long we've been reading Lam Rim? How long? How long you've been studying Lam Rim? How long you've been reading Lam Rim? How many times you heard Lam Rim? How often you think about your life's precious? How often? Big problems, a big problem. Simple as that. Every day when you wake up, if you think, oh, your life is so precious, that you are doing Lam Rim practice. You are doing Lam Rim practice. You understand that? What you're doing is Lam Rim practice. Where they're going to lead, that Lam Rim teaching is going to lead you to liberation, fully enlightenment. If you think, when you wake up, you think something positive, that your life is something precious, you are doing Lam Rim meditations. You are doing Lam Rim meditations. Don't think that Lam Rim meditation, that's complicated. You're doing Lam Rim meditation every day. Then eventually, without effort, you just thinking something precious of your life become spontaneous. So that's called realizations. That's called realizations. Next time, if you question yourself, oh, did I make any progress by reading Lam Rim, studying Lam Rim, doing meditation Lam Rim, whether are you making any progress or not, how often you see yourself as precious? Based on that, how often you see yourself as precious? Well, if you see yourself as not precious, something boring, negative, no meaning, or no, something is going wrong. Reading Lam Rim is not helping you. Studying Lam Rim is not helping you. See. Very important, very important. Çünkü dedi Malik Kongs, when you look at to experience learning the numbers by Lama Tsongkhapa, song of experience, Lam Rim teaching was called something that fulfilled all your wishes. Lam Rim teaching was called or labeled something that fulfilled all your wishes. Is that true? Fulfilling all your wishes begin with thinking something positive about yourself. If you cannot think something positive about yourself, you cannot have any love and compassion towards other living beings, because first place, you don't have love, you don't have compassion to yourself. But you say you do. Not true. It's not true. It's not true. You don't have sweet. You cannot give sweet to other people because you don't have sweet. You don't have sweet. You can't give chocolate chip cookie to other people because you don't have chocolate chip cookie. First place. Chiki deje malikuyena dambarinje ongi jabutes. So Lam Rim is the best of the best teaching. Why is it called best of the blessings? Because it fulfills all the wishes from samsara to all the way to enlightenment. When you read Song of Exile Lamrim, that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, it said very clearly, who Lama Tsongkhapa said, Chukyu Dudu Mule Kuyo Na Dhammara Chukyu. Oh, see, that's what. Oh, if you think my life is not perfect, oh, that's okay, nothing wrong. But Lamrim does not begin with the perfect life. Doesn't begin with the perfect life. It begins with the precious life, precious human life. It does not begin with the perfect human life. Didn't begin with that. Whoever wrote Lamrim, Lama Atisha, Lama Tsongkhapa. White, very aware, life is not perfect, very aware. What they're seeing is life is precious. So now the question is, please ask yourself, my friends, how often when you wake up, do you feel this kind of strong word, feel aware. How often are you aware that your life is precious? Feel probably that's probably the next step. How often when you wake up that you are aware that your life is precious? How often? How often you wake up that your life is miserable? How often do you define your life based on preciousness or useless, unworthy, not meaning? How often do you define life based on useless, no meaning? There's no worth. Now you think about fulfilling all your wishes. Now you think about that. Next day, if you awake, if you're aware that your life is precious, you're awakening with Lamrim teachings. You awake with Lamrim teachings. When you go to bed, you think that your life is something very precious. Well, throughout the day, you think something positive, you say something positive, you read something positive. Before you have to go to bed, you watch your video. You see the video, then you are thinking something good, you are saying something good, you are doing something good, you rejoice. That's like one solid good day. One solid good day you create because of this precious human life. Without that, zero chance. No chance at all. Look at your pet, dog and cat. How often they read? How often they meditate? How often they recite mantra? Did you ever see? Maybe they hear. They hear you say mantra. They hear that you do meditations. They hear you, they see your altars. Through you, maybe they get benefit. So this is very important. I keep saying that this is very important for all of us. Hearing Lamrim teaching probably more than 100 times, reading Lamrim more than 100 times. The question is when you wake, how often you think that your life is precious? How often you think that your life is immortal? Not immortal, mortal. Yeah, we think of our lives immortal all the time. That's not what I'm saying. Say, how often do you think that your life is precious plus mortal? How often? Without that awareness, that's why you become so tight, holding so tight, make your life so vulnerable. Only thing you see is this life. Only thing that you see is this life. Only thing that matters is this life. What you do stupid things. You do stupid things. That's all you think about this life, you do stupid things. See, that's all you think. You do stupid things. Sorry to say, stupid things. Life become meaningless. Life become less, life no meaning, become meaningless. When you awake, you think, this life is precious, it's a mortal, you do meaningful things. You do meaningful things. You live your life even one day happily. Happily. When you go, there's no regret. When you look back, no regret. You live your life well, no regret. Because every day you are thinking something positive, you live. When you live, you are living life happily. When you're about to go, go happily. No regret. Mm. Very important, very important. So Lamrim teaches. Every day, no meditate, okay? So tomorrow, when you wake up, think if you wake with or feeling or not feeling, thinking, though, my life is precious. My life is very precious. My life is very precious. Very good. Waking with Lamrim. Then if you can wake, if you can awake like that all the time, very good. This is very good. Plus, seeing. Mortal is a mortal, not like immortal. Seeing is a mortal. Mm. So then your focus is much more bigger than this life. Small things here, there, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not about this life. It's not just about this. It's much, much bigger. This is part of the something bigger. This is part of something very bigger than life. So your focus is not like just this. You know? So small things happen here, there, not big deal. Does not mean there's no reaction. Of course there's reactions, but it's not big deal. It's not big deal. So that means you let them go easily. You let them go easily. You don't hold on that. You don't hold on that because you let them go very easily. But you don't hold on. When you hold on this life, therefore you don't hold on that. That is part of this life. See, that is part of this life. You don't hold on this life, then that's part of this life. You don't hold on that. So that's why this life becomes much easygoing. See? This is just a transitions for bigger, much bigger. This is just transitions. This is a transition to much bigger. Enlightenment, liberations, is just transitions. See. All the problems of this life begin or cause attachment. Clinging so tightly on this life cause fear, anxiety, all of that cause. Minimize, subdue, reduce precious human life, plus more, loosen up. Then focus, resolve. Focus is not just this life, not the focus is not just this life, it's much bigger. Eventually, letting go take place. Why? Because you are thinking about impermanent. Yeah, almost now. Time 10 minutes. So that's the meditation we do, all my friends. Next day when you wake, please try to awake to be aware the life that you have is very precious. According to what? According to Lamrim. Way to liberate our life from problems. Seeing your life is a precious, is the first step to liberate your life from problems. First step. Understand? First step. Liberate your life from problems. Seeing your life is precious, or being aware your life is precious, is the first step after the spiritual master. As you learn how to learn the spiritual master, after that, Lamrim begin with precious human life. There is profound reason why Lamrim topic begin with precious human life. Lamrim topic does not begin with miserable life. Lamrim begin with understanding this life is very precious, not like Lamrim begin with, oh, my life is no meaning, it's worthless, I don't look good, or nobody loves me. No, that's not how you practice Lamrim. Is it clear? My facial experience goes against teaching Dharma. My look on my face goes against teaching Dharma. What do you think? Huh? You are supposed to teach with a full of smile. But if we are not seeing our life as precious, there is nothing to smile. So you are supposed to teach, when you teach Dharma, you are supposed to teach with full of smile. So what I said is more important than look on my face, okay? What I said is more important than look on my face. Tomorrow when you wake up with the mindset that your life is precious. You're awaking with Lamrim teachings. Lamrim teachings. Next time when you see somebody else, you see them something precious. So that's all. So nothing much to say. So that's all. So just like that, you know, if you're waking up with the mindset that seeing your life is something precious, that's how you take. That means you are awakening with the Lamrim teachings. You are taking the essence out of this precious human life. If you're waking with this kind of mindset, you are taking the essence out of this precious human life. If you're waking up with the mindset that your life is a precious, you are taking the essence out of this precious human life. That's how your happiness began. That's how your enlightenment began. That's how your liberation began. Please keep that in your mind, okay? What do you think, David? You think it's a good idea to set, wake up with a positive mindset? Any suggestions? You as a pilot, you fly airplane. Any suggestions? You fly high. Any suggestion how we should awake?
Well, I think your advice is good.
Because you fly high, you are a pilot. Any advice from the pilot?
Yeah.
How to awake in the morning?
Well, I think we should follow your advice, and it's a very good idea.
It follows in the Lama Adisha's suggestions, Lama Tsongkhapa's suggestions, like the Buddha's suggestions. You know, that's how everybody should awake. You know, so What do you think, Alex? Is this a good idea?
Great idea.
Yeah, thank you all of you. Thank you all of you for being here. So I'll stop the class here. So I'm going to recite some mantra for your health and some mantra for your longevity. Okay, longevity, you know, in the class.